Late July 1944. One of the bloodiest and at the same time least known battles of World War II is about to begin. This confrontation took place near the Narva River, on the current border of Russia and Estonia, and would become known as the Battle of the Blue Hills. In it, some 22,000 foreign soldiers belonging to the BFENS of the Norland, Limar and Netherland divisions faced several Soviet armies with a total of almost 150,000 troops. But before analyzing this battle, let's briefly put it in context. In mid-January 1944, the Soviets launched their final offensive that ended up breaking the German encirclement of Leningrad, which had begun 2.5 years earlier. This offensive led to the establishment of the new German defensive line in February near the Narva River and Lake Peipus. From this point on, the Red Army launched one attack after another against the German defensive line with the intention of gaining access to the Baltic states. It is estimated that from February to July 1944, the Soviets launched a total of 5 major offensives along with a series of smaller attacks. Time and again, the Soviets were repulsed at the cost of heavy casualties, estimated at around 300,000 men. During the March offensive, one of the most daring individual actions of the war took place, in which Philip Bild, a panzer commander in the Norland Division, destroyed some 14 T-34s and stopped the Red Army's breakthrough in its tracks. For this action, he earned the long-awaited Knight's Cross. Despite German successes in holding back the Soviets near the Narva River, the situation on other sectors of the front began to become critical. On June 22, 1944, the Red Army launched one of the largest operations of the war, known as Operation Bagration. This massive assault destroyed Army Group Center in Belorussia, causing a collapse in the German defensive lines. As a result, Army Group North was left in an extremely vulnerable position, at imminent risk of being encircled and isolated along the Baltic coast. This strategic threat seriously compromised Germany's ability to maintain control in the region. Given this increasingly real danger, Army Group North's general, Johannes Fiesner, proposed to Hitler that all his troops withdraw to the vicinity of Riga. Hitler's reaction was one of total rejection, and he told him that his troops should defend the front line on the Narva River to the last man. However, Army Group North was severely weakened and no longer had any reserves. In this way, Fiesner warned that they would have difficulty withstanding a new Soviet attack. Finally, the German general proposed withdrawing to a new defensive line called the Tannenberg Line, which was located just 15 kilometers west of the Narva, the 400 kilometers point, as was the city of Riga. After further study, Hitler granted this withdrawal on July 22. As the Germans prepared to retreat, the Soviets surprised them with a new massive attack in the sector that began on July 24. This attack panicked some German units, which eventually gave way in the sector south of the Narva River. Thus, by July 25, many German units retreating west of Narva were trapped in a very narrow corridor near the town of Shinime. To support their defense, units of the 3rd SS Panzer Corps under the command of General Felix Steiner took advantage of three hills in the sector. The three hills extend from east to west. The eastern hill was known to the Estonians as Orphanage Hill. The central one was called Grenadier Hill, and the westernmost one was called Love Hill or Tower Hill. The hills have steep slopes and rise between 20 and 50 meters above the surrounding terrain. The location of the units of the 3rd SS Panzer Corps in the Shinime sector, known as the Blue Hills, was as follows. The 4th SS Panzer Grenadier Brigade Netherland was entrenched on the left flank of the Tannenberg Line. Units of the 20th SS Panzer Division BFN Estonia in the center. And the 1st Panzer Division Norland on the right flank. Finally, the SS Division Langemar was placed in reserve. Soviet Marshal Leonid Khabarov considered the Tannenberg Line as the key position of Army Group North and gathered the best units he had to launch the new attack. In this way, the 2nd Shock Army prepared to attack the German positions from the east and the Soviet 8th Army from the south. In total, there were around 11 infantry divisions and 6 tank regiments. Approximately 22,200 Axis troops, half of them Estonian and the other half from countries such as Norway, the Netherlands or Denmark, faced off against around 150,000 Soviet troops in this battle. Likewise, the difference in tanks was 20-1 in favor of the Red Army. It is estimated that the total number of tanks on the German side was between 80 and 90, while the Soviets had around 100. These included some of the new IS-2. Finally, it should be noted that German General Fresner was dismissed from command just as the retreat to these new positions was underway and Ferdinand Schoner had just replaced him in command of Army Group North, which would soon be on the brink of annihilation. On the 26th of July, pursuing the retreating Germans, the Soviet attack hit the Tannenberg Line before the men of the Norland Division could establish themselves there. Soviet air power and artillery fired thousands of bombs and shells at the German positions, destroying much of the forest on the hills. The Soviet 2011th and 256th Rifle Divisions, supported by the 98th Tank Regiment, then stormed the SS Division's positions at Orland and were able to seize the eastern side of Orphanage Hill. The position was held only when several platoons of the Langemar Division arrived as reinforcements. During the night, an anti-tank company of the Langemar Division was able to recapture the part of Orphanage Hill that had been lost a few hours earlier. On the morning of the 27th of July, Soviet forces began another heavy artillery barrage on Sinime. Anticipating an enemy infantry attack, Steiner concentrated his few operational tanks, consisting of 7 tanks just north of the town, between Orphanage Hill and Grenadier Hill. The remnants of the Norland Division were also positioned there. The main Soviet attack that day was concentrated on Orphanage Hill and the members of the Langemar Division who were located south of the hill. During the attack, the Soviets used 50 tanks with which they intended to retake the hill. However, the Flemish volunteers managed to destroy 14 tanks with their Panzerfausts and initially repulsed the attack. However, they were soon overwhelmed and had to abandon their position and retreat to Grenadier Hill. They left behind about 60 men, who, together with some Estonians, were responsible for resisting the Soviet attack and covering the retreat of their comrades. Further north of the Orphanage Hill, the Soviet 2nd Shock Army launched another attack, which was again repulsed by Steiner's men. In the end, the only successful attack was the one on the Orphanage Hill itself. After wiping out the few men who remained to cover the retreat of the Flemish soldiers, the Red Army captured it during the early afternoon. While these clashes were taking place, the new commander of Army Group North arrived in the vicinity of the town of Sinime and ordered counterattacks to retake the hill that had just been lost. Shortly after the meeting, the commander of the Norland Division, Fried Bonsold, was hit by a shell fragment in front of his command post and killed. Following Schoner's order, a Norland battalion, together with an Estonian battalion, launched an attack on the orphanage position, which failed after suffering heavy losses. In this way, the Orphanage Hill finally fell under Soviet control, while the soldiers of the 3rd Panzer Corps withdrew to the Grenadier Hill. The Soviet artillery then concentrated its attacks on this new hill, while the infantry and tanks of the 2nd Shock Army prepared to attack again. The morning of July 28 began with a new Soviet attack that tried to outflank the Cattleman's Hill from the north. During this engagement, another very notable action took place, led by a Belgian named Remjergen of the Langemarck Division, using a 75mm anti-tank gun known as the PAW 40. This sergeant first destroyed 4 Soviet tanks, to which another 6 were added in the afternoon. The action earned him a Knight's Cross. The battle ended for the Belgian soldier when an IS-2 tank charged directly at him. Both guns fired simultaneously. The IS-2 was destroyed, but the explosion caused Churgin to be thrown away from his gun. Seriously wounded, he was not found until several hours after the engagement. In order to forestall a German retreat from the hill, the Russians shelled the Axis troops west of the hill. However, the soldiers of the Langemar division advanced into no man's land, again repelling the Russian attack. This victory came at the cost of the Langemar division being virtually annihilated. Because of this, it was unable to participate in another major engagement. That same night, the Germans attempted to retake Orphanage Hill, but all attacks were repulsed by the Russians. Finally, Steiner ordered the withdrawal of all forces to the new front line on Grenadier Hill. On July 29, a heavy Soviet artillery bombardment began again. The Germans, well entrenched, suffered very few casualties. Once the artillery attack ceased, 6,000 Soviet troops supported by armor attacked Shepherd's Hill. The 109th Rifle Division assaulted the northern flank defended by the Netherland Division, while the 72nd and 120th Rifle Divisions attacked the Estonian troops from the east. The flanking attack from the north was repulsed by the Dutch, who managed to inflict heavy losses on their enemy. However, to the south, the Soviets were able to encircle the defenders and reach the Hill of Love. The German bunkers that had been built there were poorly defended and were destroyed one by one. In addition, the Soviet armored vanguard managed to reach the village of Baibara, marking the furthest point of the Russian advance until September of that year. This penetration threatened to encircle Fox Steiner's troops, who were further east, holding out on the hills. By midday on July 29, Soviet forces had almost captured most of the Tannenberg defensive line, although the tops of the 2 westernmost hills continued to hold. On the other hand, Steiner ordered his last tanks to try to hold the road between Tain and Narva, along which his troops would have to retreat if Soviet pressure continued to increase. The German panzers moved towards Baibara and eventually forced their enemy to retreat. While this attack was taking place, the Soviets captured Lavra Hill. Shortly afterwards and after much effort, a group of Norwegian and Estonian soldiers were able to retake Lavra Hill, suffering heavy losses. At this point in the battle, intense fighting was taking place along the entire front line, with both sides suffering heavy losses. In total, the Soviets launched 8 attacks to capture Lavra Hill, but all of them were repulsed. By the 30th of July, a massive artillery attack had wiped out most of Steiner's soldiers, who still held Lavra Hill under German control. Despite this, a renewed Soviet infantry and armored assault to capture the hill again failed, with at least 12 tanks lost. Despite the heavy losses suffered, the Soviet Second Shock Army failed to achieve its objectives during the month of July. In August, the lines were reorganized and there was a lull in the fighting. Although the SS units inflicted heavy losses on the Russians, they also suffered significant casualties. By this time, the strength of the Netherland Division amounted to a regiment, going to Langemar, with only several reinforced companies. On the other hand, the 2nd Estonian Regiment ceased to exist as an effective unit. Between July 28 and August 10, the Russians continued to launch multiple unsuccessful attacks. Finally, on August 10, the War Council of the Eningrad Front ordered a halt to the attacks on the Tannenberg Line. The battle took a devastating toll. 10,000 German casualties along with a dozen tanks lost compared to the Red Army's more than 100,000 casualties and 160 tanks lost. The recently recaptured Love Hill and the Cattleman's Hill remained under German control until mid-September, when Army Group North had to retreat due to the danger of being surrounded. A few weeks later, the entire Army Group North, with at least 30 divisions, was surrounded in Courland, as we saw in a program I uploaded a few months ago about the Courland Pocket. Well, what did you think of this program about the Battle of the Blue Hills? If you want to see how the Leningrad encirclement was broken or the subsequent Battle of Army Group North in Courland, I'll leave those programs in the description. Greetings to everyone, and see you next Sunday.